SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump defending his apocalyptic social media post that suggested war against Chicago crime. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president posted an Apocalypse Now meme online that said, Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Illinois' governor was not amused, calling the president a wannabe dictator. And Donald Trump responded.
We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend.
He has promised to send National Guard troops and immigration agents to Chicago following similar actions here in Washington. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Officials in Illinois and Massachusetts spent the weekend raising objections to President Trump potentially sending federal troops into their states to deal with out-of-control crime. But it's a much different story in Louisiana, where Attorney General Liz Merle says the sight of troops on the streets in New Orleans or Baton Rouge would hardly startle local residents.
You know, we've seen it before. We saw it, frankly, we saw it in January after the terrorist attack. The National Guard's job is essentially to help manage civil problems inside the state. And when you federalize them, you essentially say that the federal government's going to pick up the check. They are working to establish law and order in the streets after a hurricane. And we can do that here, too, if we have crime that's out of control in a city.
Louisiana's Attorney General was interviewed on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. The Supreme Court, with a ruling, it will clear the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles. And the Trump administration's Religious Liberty Commission, holding its second hearing in Washington today. The focus will be on religious liberty issues in public education. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Australia.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Kiralee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The names of experts appointed to an Olympic committee looking at transgenderism ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics not being revealed. The International Olympic Committee's first female president, Kirsty Coventry, promised such a panel when she was elected earlier this year. No timetable has been revealed for the IOC panel's work, which is intended to start as soon as possible. This is SRN News. Israel responding to a deadly shooting and to attacks by Houthi drones. We have the latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Israeli security forces have sealed access to the villages neighboring Jerusalem that were home to the two terrorists who shot up a city bus in the capital on Monday, killing at least six and wounding scores of others. Although the shooters were neutralized by a gun-licensed civilian and a soldier, officials are scrutinizing the area, interrogating family and neighbors. Officials are concerned by the ability of a Houthi-fired drone to penetrate Israeli airspace undetected for 20 minutes before detonating at Israel's southernmost airport, inflicting shrapnel wounds on several persons. The pace grew on Monday, with three drones fired by the Iranian-backed terrorists failing to reach their target. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.